This is Green Monkey Radio, and this week we're putting monkey business to music. We're featuring the electronics of Die Anarchistische Abendunterhaltung, the Anarchist Evening Intermission, and an archive recording about monkey wrenching in the Elaho Valley. This defense of direct action was recorded in summer 2000 at the peak of the campaign against Interfor, International Forest Products. That was on the BC coast. It took place about 6 months, this recording, 6 months before the company capitulated and agreed to stop logging north of Lava Creek. Here is an anarchist monkey wrenching intermission. We're keeping it wild on Green Monkey Radio. You know, people have been protesting for years up in the Elaho and all over BC. People have been taking it to rallies. People have been writing letters to the government and lobbying and doing everything within the law to stop the logging and to create change. And people began when this didn't work, people were blocking the roads. People were stopping the logging directly. And that in itself has become, people become more radical now. People who really want to hurt the company are putting spikes in the trees. They're destroying the machines that are destroying the valley, destroying the old growth forest. And to a lot of us, it's not violent to destroy a machine because machines are not alive, not in the way that the violence the machine is committing by destroying the wild. And putting a spike in a tree, while it can be considered dangerous, we know logging is dangerous, and quite often the saws do hit other objects in the trees. This is a part of the job. The best thing that people can do is to communicate, to let someone know, to let the press know, to advertise, hey, we've done this action, we have monkey wrenched and sabotaged machinery, or we've spiked trees. And this way the company knows what's happened and why, and the press knows, and you know, let's let them beware. Monkey wrenching and sabotage in the Elaho has cost Interfor about $1.5 million just in a 10-month period ending in summer 2000. That's according to their PR executive, Steve Crombie. What we're seeing is that people are no longer content to just stand and wave signs. There was an incident where dozens of machines were destroyed and sabotaged, where spikes were driven into the bridge to flatten tires. Debris was strewn on the road. Pits were dug in the road. In November of last year, there was a communication from the Monkey Wrench Gang, and they claimed that they had destroyed a generator owned by Interfor by pouring abrasives into the crankcase while it was running. And as far as we can tell, that did happen, and their spokesperson, George Hayduke, said, this monkey wrenching is easy. All it takes is some determination and a little grit. He also said, you know, we're not the peaceful protesters. You know, climbing trees and waving signs, blockading roads is great, but we're here to play for keeps. And that's really what drives people to do these kind of actions, is that they realize if they don't, then they're going to watch it all be destroyed. So it drives people to do things. It drives people to be more radical. It drives people to express their anger when these companies continue to destroy the wild. That's why people resort to monkey wrenching and tree spiking. It costs the company a lot of money, and it doesn't hurt anyone. That's the ideal. Well, people refer to groups like Earth First as being eco-terrorists because we don't disown tactics like monkey wrenching and sabotage. People have the right to choose that. And, you know, there's a whole schizophrenia about violence and terrorism. We've witnessed terrible attacks by both the police and the loggers upon our persons. We watch while they cut down a 1,000-year-old tree, bulldoze little streams, you know, destroy the whole wildlife habitat. That's not considered violent. But in my heart, I think that is violent. And when when a person introduces an abrasive into a machine and it grinds to a halt, and that machine has to be torn apart and rebuilt. Nothing has died, nothing has been hurt, nothing living has been harmed. So our code of violence is to harm no living thing. That's the code that we stick to, and Interfor is out there destroying all kinds of living things and the whole network of life in the rainforest. And by spiking a tree, it doesn't hurt the tree, it doesn't hurt the logger, but it does cost the company money. Ideally, people communicate before the logging begins. There are spikes in the trees and they have to go in with metal detectors, find those spikes and remove them. And that lessens the danger, but it also makes the wood less valuable to the buyer. They don't want to deal with all this. They don't, you know, Interfor doesn't want to deal with it. It costs them a lot of money. And we see a lot of hysteria in the media about this violence and our eco-terrorists. And it's really ironic to me, given the violence that goes on every day, you know, in the forest. And it's not because of us. We're acting in self-defense, I think, and as long as people harm no living thing and take every possible precaution, then we're on side with it.